spinning of the chakras clockwise and counterclockwise. And it's wonderful. Seem to be spinning somewhat slowly. Speed them up with your mind. You are able to do this just with your thinking, just with your mind, your visualization, your belief. Believing is seeing. Always remember that. Believing is seeing. Now become aware and put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, and energetically connect the two by sending energy from your high heart center up to your sixth chakra and back down again to your high heart center, and around, just to visualize it or think it, and it is so, and create a vortex of energy that literally pulls your conscious knowing self as a little ball of light, a little ball of knowing, point of knowing, into that vortex, and find yourself now looking out through your third eye, as if you were looking out through a window or a doorway out into the astral realm. And this is the preferred exit or preferred way of exiting the body rather than through the third chakra. Let yourself exit out now through this third eye. Find yourself in the room wherever you are. Understand that you are now out of body. And if you do not feel it or if you cannot see it, just know it. Just believe it, and it shall be so. And if you are able, get the sense of your physical body sitting or laying there as you look at it. As you look at it there, and feel both the connection and the disconnection from your physical form. For you are not your physical form. Your physical form is a product of your astral and your etheric body. In other words, your etheric and your astral body create this physical body, not the other way around. Your aura came first. You do not create your aura. Your aura creates your body. Now, let yourself begin to rise up wherever you are. Just let yourself in your astral body. And if you haven't already, give your astral body some kind of definition. See it as yourself or your ideal self. Whatever that ideal self might be. If you would, see yourself. Just try this now. See yourself as you would be if you were to enter those crystalline chambers, those healing chambers that you've heard so much about, and what you would be like as you emerge from those crystalline healing chambers, as your body, your physical body, is actually reversed in age, and what that would be like, how you would look, an ideal image of yourself. Now, as that ideal image of yourself rise up, feel yourself moving up through the roof of a building, wherever you are, up into the sky. Feel as you pass through the clouds, you feel the sunlight shining down upon you. You rise upward, up above the Earth's atmosphere, becoming aware of all of the ships that are out here, the planets in the solar system. Look back down and see your physical body way down there. Get that sense of again, being separate but also still connected to your physical form. For you do not lose that connection until you leave it at the point of death. But for now, just experience being outside of the body, but still yet connected to it. And see the earth now, as we see the earth. See Gaia as we see her, as she is also moving through her ascension process, bringing all of you along with her, bringing all of you through this ascension process. And now, as you're aware of everything that is out here, the ships, the planets, let your self move through your thinking, your visualization, take you through, right through the sun, as a gateway through the sun, and out into the galaxy, and experience the galaxy now all around you, all of the planets and the stars, all of the heavenly bodies that are out in the galaxy, and all the way to the central sun of the galaxy, through the Pleiadian star cluster, and out into the many galaxies that are beyond this galaxy, and the many central suns of all of those galaxies, and all the way to the central sun of the universe, the solar source, or the source, the cosmic source of this entire universe. And as you look at that cosmic source, as you feel it, feel the energy there, feel the expression of that energy, of the love that comes from this great source, the source of your being, the source of everyone's being, the source of the entire universe where all is one. Feel the connection now to this source. And feel it moving into your astral body and your etheric body. And down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, these electrical or energy pulses that originate from this great central source and come as waves after waves that have been coming down through all of the central suns of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, through the solar sun, and to the earth. Now these waves of energy have been coming for some time now, becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, and many of you have been feeling these energy waves moving through your physical body, your astral and your etheric bodies, and your causal and your mental bodies as well. All of you feeling these energies, awakening within you that connection that is you, that is the higher self of you, feeling the oneness coming over you once again. And as you are aware of these waves of energy coming, also become aware of the violet flame which has been reintroduced into this solar system and into the earth and into all of the population of the earth. And even those that are not aware of, as you are aware of this, even they are affected by this violet flame that has been spreading across the planet and burning out all the old programming. See it literally burning out the old and bringing on the new. Just as everything that is happening now in your third dimensional matrix illusion, all of this is programming that is being released and bringing on the great awakening to see this violet flame spreading across the planet, engulfing the planet now. And as you are looking at it from our point of view, as we look down from the ships and we see how the violet flame is purging out all the old programming that is no longer needed here. It was a part of the game, but the game is coming to an end. See this as the ending game, as all is coming to a culmination. As the violet flame burns and burns, all life forms across the planet, and all is becoming anew. Just as a flame, when you add fuel to it, and it burns and burns, and you throw things into the fire, and it burns all of that. Or as a forest fire burns all of the old growth, and once it is burned away, new beginnings. Feel this as the new beginnings, the new awakening of the Aquarian age that is coming over this planet, over the solar system, and even over the galaxy. And now see the final wave, the pulse of energy that comes through all of the central suns of the galaxies and through this central sun and through the solar sun is a great solar flash, a flash of energy. And as it comes to the Earth, many will see this energy. And if not see it, they will certainly feel it. Many will see it as colors in the sky as it comes down to the Earth. But whether you see it or not, you will feel it. All will feel it at some level across the planet. And it will bring a great revolution and evolution within everyone at whatever degree that they find themselves at that time in their awakening. Then see the resultant effects of this event, of this great changeover that comes to the Earth. And see how everyone, is after the changeover. See what the Earth will be like, what Earth life will be like as you exit the matrix. Once and for all. Not as you have been at times where you exit it and then come back into it, and exit it and come back into it. Just as in the movie, your movie, The Matrix, as Neo and the others would be outside of the Matrix and then they would go back into it and experience what it was like within the Matrix. But even when they were within the matrix, they knew who they were. And then they would exit back out and be into the reality of their creation. So too is what is happening now. You find yourselves going back and forth into the matrix and outside of the matrix, into the illusion and outside of the illusion. But once and for all, you will leave this illusion into the creation that you have made, the higher vibrational frequencies of the fourth and fifth dimension, and even higher. This is where you are all moving toward, and within at much of the time in your lives now. It is coming time now to exit the matrix for good, once and for all, and to end the game. Let yourselves now begin to move back from wherever you find yourselves, wherever your guides may have taken you to. See yourself coming back now, back toward your physical body, and merge back into your physical body. Always make sure to bring your physical body, bring it and merge it back in, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, and feeling the energy of the oneness that you had, even for just a moment. Bring that back in with you. And I am your Saint Germain, and I come at this time, in these moments that you are in, where you find yourselves, many of you do find yourselves within the matrix yet still. But all of you know how now to exit the matrix. And you do it at times. You are able to do it from time to time. More and more, though, that you are finding that you are able to be out of it. Where those things that are happening around you in the exterior world are not affecting you as much as they would have before, or certainly not affecting you as much as those that are yet still unawakened. They feel, many of them feel, the consternation and the depression of the world as they see it now. But as you look at the world, you, the awakened ones, you, the light warriors and the light community, as you look at the world, you see it from a rosy look, as if you were looking through rose glasses. You see it in that way because you know the reality. You know that this is an illusion. And that since it is an illusion, you can have any creation that you want, any time that you want. You know more and more, as we have said many times, believing is seeing. And as you begin to grasp that concept, and it is a concept, an ideological concept, as you grasp that more and more, then you will and are creating your reality, both within yourself and outside of yourself as well. It is your creation. And even though those things are going on in this country, in the world, and everything seems to be chaos, always remember that from chaos comes order. Order from chaos. And even though that may be the Illuminati saying, it is much, much more than that. For it is reality beyond the illusion. And you, those of you that volunteered to come here and be a part of this expression in these times, you are here to bring about that order, but not the new world order that you have been hearing about, but the order that comes from once again realizing the oneness with all of life forms, all of life, not only here on this planet, but throughout the universe, and the connection that you, each and every one of you, have with the great central source of this universe. And also, of course, through your higher selves. All of this is coming together, bringing about the connectedness for all of you to realize that you are free. You have a right to sovereignty within yourselves. And no one, No one can take that from you unless you allow them to do it. And many now across the planet are allowing those that are attempting to maintain control. They are allowing those to take that freedom from them without even realizing that they are doing it. But those of the forces of darkness know how to take your freedom. They know how to do it. They have been doing it for many, many lifetimes. But those of you, the awakened ones, you are in their way. You are the obstacle to them that will keep them from realizing their goal of complete world domination. But all of you know that as the light has already won, that their dreams of domination are coming to an end. And those that are put in place and have put themselves in place are there to stop them. And those of you, the ground crew, are those of you that are here also to stop them. There are many that have come forward, what you call the whistleblowers, that are blowing the whistle on all the corruption that has gone on across, not only here in this country, but across the entire planet for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. But that is the game that has been being played all of this time. But that is coming to an end because time itself is coming to an end. Time as you know it is coming to an end. So all of you need to just simply continue to go along. Stay the course. Stay the course and know that everything is happening not only for a reason, but exactly as it needs to. So even though it looks like there is defeat among those that are in this election process, even though you look out and you hear the many that are declaring victory for the one that they have chosen, that is not to be. It cannot be, because the chosen ones are in charge. They are the ones that are in control now, those chosen ones of the light that have moved ahead, that have stepped aside or stepped in front and leading the masses of the entire planet. Again, not only of this country, but of the entire planet. Your president at this time is leading the charge of the entire world, and the world is ready to capitulate, ready to go along with his leadership, as well as many others that have stepped in front and are also leading the charge along with him. All of you must just simply continue to allow for the process to unfold, and unfolding is what is happening. Everything is unfolding in front of you. You just need to know that it is all for a reason. It is all happening exactly as it needs to, all being orchestrated. And continue to go with the flow as everything becomes revealed more and more. This next year that you are moving into is the year of revealing. Everything will be revealed in this next year. Everything. So it is time now to stand up for yourselves, stand up for your rights as sovereign beings. Stand up and declare out to the world once again that you will not go gently into the night. That you will continue to fight. Fight on as warriors of the light. That is what you are here to do. That is your mission. And your mission, each and every one of you, is unfolding every moment as you continue to move forward. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and to know that the violet flame is always with you, even if you are not aware of it. It is always with you. But when you are aware of it, it is even more directly with you at those times. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And what a wonderful message that was from Saint Germain, no? And we are ready to answer your questions if you have them, and continue this process that was started several years ago now, and we continue with this, leading you through this ascension process that you are in. And know that this particular process that we are using here through this channel and through many other channels across the planet is also coming to an end game in the not too far off future. So you will not need to have these particular types of conversations and calls such as this nature, but it will continue on until it is no longer needed, and you will know when that time comes. And we will give much more on this information, this understanding, in your New Year's Eve celebration, as we say goodbye to this somewhat crazy year that you have been in, and we welcome in a new year of, yes, as Saint Germain said, the new year of revealing to mankind. Do you have questions here for One Who Serves and Shoshana? And you, yes, you can unmute your phones to be able to ask your questions now. Oh my goodness, is anyone out there?
I'll ask a question, One Who Serves and Shoshana. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, we know that there's the plan, and we've already won. We all know that. But a lot of us on the call today and flight workers were very surprised about the Supreme Court denying the case from the states. And I know I must be part of the plan, but can you shed some light? I was wondering if maybe they were threatened or something by the bad side. Could you shed some light on that Supreme Court?
Yes, please do, Shoshana. Yes.
We can share on this, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the plan is this. The freedom that you enjoy is in your hands. It is in the hands of the people. The people, therefore, to remain free must learn to defend this freedom. They cannot give this off to a handful of judges and hope that this problem will be resolved. It is a systemic problem. It is not a matter of justice. It is a matter of defending who you are. And you must do that in every moment of your life to stay true to yourself. So the plan, as we see it, in our perspective, is to return the power to defend freedom to those that you have elected in your legislatures, because those are the ones that must fight and must defend on behalf of their constituents, on behalf of the people, you see, not the justices. That is not their domain. So you must understand that this is an awakening process, because those individuals that have not voted, have not been involved in their states or local governments, are seeing now that they have made a mistake, you see. They have voted people in that they do not even know or understand who they are, and they must now take responsibility for that. So it is a hard lesson. It is a difficult lesson for those that wish to remain sovereign and free beings to understand that it is their choice to implement those leaders that will defend those freedoms, not those leaders that are bought off by others to not defend the people's freedom, but to remain in their, what we call their high castles. So this has turned back to the people, because the people must wake up. Namaste.
Yes, and speaking of the awakening process, look at how the people are awakening across the entire, at least in this country, and even in other countries as well, as they are aware of this election process and are cheering on for the one Trump and for the forces of light to be victorious here. Look at all of the gatherings, the ones that are gathering in all of the various places, the rallies, as you call them, that are happening across the entire country. And yes, again, even the other countries as well, as more are realizing that they are fighting for their very right to live as they want to have the sovereign right to be their own judge of themselves and not have anyone else judge them, no matter what it is. And the idea that is coming across to more and more that they must fight for their freedom, fight for who they are. That is what this is all about. That is the orchestration that is happening. Just as your President Trump turned everything back to the people, that is what needs to continue to happen. The people need to rise up, not in fighting, not in weapons or anything of this nature, but rise up in the light and the love that they have within them, and to reach out to others to do as well, and to bring about the great changeover that is happening and yet coming in very many ways here to this planet. Okay?
May we share?
Yes, please do.
May we share? May we continue, dear sister?
Yes. Yes, please.
Dear sister, this may be a surprise. The U.S. Supreme Court has great wisdom, and they have made the wise choice. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I keep reading and hearing, as we all have, I'm sure, of the two-world split, and in fact that there are many, infinite number of universes, and that people here, they'll either be able to make the jump to the higher vibration or not. And what I don't understand is, people that don't, are they still on another version of the planet that where there is still suffering? And does that mean that all the beings, including animals and so on, are going to be suffering on another level while the rest of us ascend?
First of all, you do not need to be concerned about this, because this is their life plan. Just as you had in your discussion earlier, as we were, eavesdropping, you might say, as we connect through this one and we can hear what is going on in your discussions. So what is happening across the planet is all a part of the process here. And there is no need for you to be concerned about where anyone will go or how they will experience the shift that occurs here. And this, again, is the separation of the wheat from the chaff that was given in your Bible and in other religious works here. So it is not for you to be concerned, and certainly not for the animals. The animals are exactly where they need to be, and they will experience exactly what they are expected to have in their experience, in their path. If it is to leave leave their physical bodies, then they will do so. But they do not think about the death process as you do. They have no concern about this. It is just simply a matter of moving on, and they know this deep within them. So they, in many respects, are more awakened than many of you are, and certainly more than many of the world population is at this point. So again, do not be concerned about what happens in the two shifts here, as you are saying, the time splits here, as you are saying, for that is not to be of concern at this point. Just be who you are and concerned with your own path and how it might interact with others who are on a similar path or on a more parallel path that are joining up with your path here. You understand what we are saying here?
Yes, I think so. Thank you.
Very good. Shoshana?
We will share our perspective on this. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the planet that you dwell upon has multiple versions of itself playing out in this moment. There are layers upon layers and versions upon versions right in front of your eyes happening. That is why you see death, destruction, rights being taken away. You see love and light and honoring and bonding. You see all versions all at once, you see. It is multiple. It does not exist outside of yourself. It exists now within your purview, within your sight. What the power that you have is to determine your own reality. In each moment that you live, you determine what reality you choose to see, what reality you choose to join, what reality you wish to live, and you do this within your mind, within your creative ability, within your mind to and your own perspective, you see. You can see this in individuals. You see people that are victims, that have accidents, that have trouble, that have illnesses, that have problems ad nauseum within your purview. And then you see people that are perfect, that are enjoying their lives, that are fully healthy. These are perspectives and beliefs playing out and versions of timelines that are all compiled together. We know this is a complicated issue. What we are saying to all is that you choose what you want to see and what you want to join and how you want to live. That is within your power. Namaste.
Wonderful. Wonderful perspective.
Thank you. Yeah, I get that.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, one who serves in Shoshana. Springing off the earlier answer just a minute ago, I would like to know, I think many of us would like to know how that's going to work or how that's going to happen, what that's going to look like. Because, you know, if we've got a million people that show up on the doorstep of the Supreme Court and nothing seems to come of it, it's not even put on the media, or if every time we bring a lawsuit to do it, you know, the way of peace, we bring a lawsuit or a petition and there's dirty judges and there's dirty legislatures every step of the way, how is putting it back on the people going to actually cause any change? It seems like they're thwarted at every turn. So can you give us some info on that?
It is all about the awakening process. All of this is happening to increase the awakening across the planet. Many more have awakened to the corruption that has been going on in your governments and your Congress and all of these parts of the expression that are being shown to the public now that were not shown before. You see, the results of the election or the fraud that has gone on within the this election process is being shown to at least more than half of the population of this planet that are awakening as a result of this. This would not have happened if the those ones had just capitulated and gone along with the theft that had happened here, just as it has happened election after election prior to this. So it is all happening again exactly as it needs to increase the awakening so that more and more people come to understand of the corruption in your government, in your media, and all of this. Look at the news stations, the what you call the alternative news, that have sprung about as a result of all of this. Even if they may have been in existence prior to this election, look how much more now they have come into the picture here for more and more people to awaken to this and to hear what would be considered more of the real news here rather than the programmed news. You see? Shoshana.
We will share. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we will share a parallel with you. We will ask a question of you. What do you do if you see a brick wall in front of you and you wish to be on the other side of it? What do you do?
Go around it.
What if you cannot? What is your next step?
You're going to have to bust through it, I guess, with some way, bust through it.
You would like to push through it?
Well, I'm saying, like, if you want to be on the other side, you're going to have to bring it down, break it down somehow.
What if we gave you a ladder?
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
Would that be simpler?
That would be simpler, yeah.
So what we are saying, dear sister, in this parallel story that we are telling you is that there are many that know where the ladder is. There are many that know how to get over the wall. That is,
okay.
The challenges that are occurring now are needing to occur so that people become sovereign beings again, so that they wake up to who they are, so that they know their power. The only way, dear sister, that you can know your power is to use it. You do not know power until you use it. It is just a concept. So you see, there are many, many, many of you that know their power, and they are getting the biggest ladders ready to climb the walls and to get to the other side of freedom, you see. Do not worry about this. Just support them with your love and your light. And this will turn out the way you wish it to turn out. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does make sense. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
And we add here that remember some time ago in your speech from your president, Trump, where they had said to him that a storm is coming, and his answer was, "I am the storm." Remember that. He is the one that is bringing down the old paradigm here. He is bringing it down upon them as if he were bringing the entire building down upon their heads. That is what is happening here. Not only him, of course, many that are working with him, but he is the catalyst for all of this and has many many that are working with him throughout the entire planet here, working alongside of him and with him, and are a part of this entire awakening process to bring down the building upon the cabal. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here now? Anything further? Then if no other questions, we are done then with this part, and we do not have email question, although we actually, there was an email question, and it was just answered with the storm is upon us, this idea here, and he is the storm. Would there, Shoshana, do you have parting message here?
We will say that focus on what reality you wish to see, not which reality you do not wish to see. Do not focus on the appearance of what is going on, but what you wish to see as a result of the efforts of those that are pushing through and creating a new reality for you and for others. See what you wish to see, not what you do not wish to see. Believing is seeing. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just simply add, continue to find yourself in the moment as much as you possibly can. Do not be in the past. Do not focus on only what is coming, but what is in the right now, in this moment. And if you do that, then you will be going with the flow and allowing for the orchestration to continue to take sway with the with your particular world within you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Ahem.